DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Sweet. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
We're trying to experiment today.
We're gonna be fancy and semi-professional.
You know what's kind of cool about this is I can see everyone's levels as they're coming through.
Yeah, I know, I can too.
Mine are so much lower than your guys's, but I'm not using a microphone at the moment.
What are you using? Magic?
Yes.
She's just using her natural voice.
Apparently, I need to figure out what the hell's going on with my audio because it is all weird.
Yeah,
You're definitely a lot higher than the rest of us. Sorry, this is a real peek behind the curtain. So, Bryce, first of all, welcome back, Bryce. We haven't had you on the show forever.
I know, it's been a while.
You know, it must suck having a life.
It does.
So, Bryce suggested this new recording system that we're trying today. And so far, I'm liking it. But it's really weird because whenever Bryce talks, anyone who's done a podcast, you've probably seen how your audio, you know, is done digitally, so you can see levels and everything. And as we're recording this, I'm watching my levels, and I'm like really low. I mean, I sound fine in my headphones and everything, but I'm like really low.
You look good on mine. You sound fine on mine too.
But Bryce is like really peaked, and Samantha is also really low.
I can turn mine down if I need to.
No, you're coming through crystal clear.
Perfect.
Yeah, you guys are coming through to me at the same rate, even though the levels look different.
That's good. I think this will work out very well for us.
Cool. See, again, the beauty thing is, and this will be the experiment, is if we get the audio files separate, like they're being recorded, I can go through later and bump levels as they need or bring them down or whatever.
Or clear them out.
Yeah.
We should also try doing like a five count when we start so that we know the time delays between tracks. So it'll be a lot easier to sync them up.
Oh, that's a good point. Hopefully though, they record, you get the whole track even from the start.
Yeah.
And I won't have to sync them up, but who knows?
Might have to, but it's a learning process as we.
It is. It's a new program. We've got to check it out. And, this all comes down to Bryce being a lot smarter than the rest of us and looking for alternates to Skype.
Well, don't say that. Yeah, because it sounds way better than Skype does.
It does, yeah. I mean, not that we've really had problems with Skype, but
everyone's nice and clear. You're not having someone peek.
In my headphones, it sounds very professional.
Yep.
Except for Samantha, who's not using an actual mic. But even whatever
she's using, to attach it to right now.
She's using witchcraft on International Women's Day of all days.
This is the only day to use it. We're at peak witchery.
Well, when it's proper.
So how's everyone doing? Anybody got that coronavirus?
Not yet. I'm hoping soon.
I can really use the time off from work.
I can work from home. So you guys are surrounded by two states that have outbreaks.
We're in a state that is starting an outbreak.
They just announced nine more people. I don't know if you saw this, but our governor has just declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, I saw that. There was like 7 or 9 more cases that they announced today.
So now we're up to 10 cases.
Our president said that people go to work with it, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. The president said everyone's okay, so.
That sigh.
You're gonna get a lot of that.
That was worth it just for the sigh.
You're gonna get a lot of that. Oh, man. Did you hear him say that he wants to keep that ship out at sea so it doesn't increase our cases?
Yeah, because the ship...
So they don't have to count it. Yeah. What a fucking
idiot. Over there, if I don't see it, it doesn't count. If I don't see it, it doesn't count.
Pretty much.
He just has his fingers in his ears, his tiny little digits in his ears, and he goes blah la 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 la.
Oh, he's he just announced today that he's not going to the St. Patrick's Day brunch or whatever thing because of Nancy Pelosi.
What? He's a big baby.
He is. I want that baby balloon here in the United States. The one that's in
you know, I don't.
And then there was a Trumper that cut it.
I don't typically wish bad things on people, but I really wish he'd get the coronavirus.
Well, you heard that he may have been exposed to it recently, right? He and Pence. They were both around people that have come down with it.
The leader of the anti-coronavirus committee, Mr. Mike Pence, may have been exposed to coronavirus.
Yep.
Stay
and Trump, so, too.
I think Trump is patient zero.
That'd be an interesting thing to find out.
But if Trump's going to have any sort of virus, it's going to be the hamburger virus.
Yep, the hamburger.
With the Kevin face.
That hamburger virus, man.
I've got the hamburger virus. My doctors have confirmed.
I must
it's
eat
the worst virus ever. Everyone says so. If no only Space Force was up and running, they could have taken out the hamburger.
He's like a germaphobe, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a pretty big germaphobe.
Really? Because when he shakes hands.
Yep. It's so like, aggressive.
Yeah, he's an aggressive handshaker, so I don't think
why he's such an aggressive handshaker is because he's trying to scare and intimidate the germs away.
Yep.
Well, I do know that his handshake method is a form of intimidation.
Yeah.
Like
it's a power move.
Yeah, yeah.
Into him.
Who was it? There was a European leader?
It was Trudeau.
Was it Trudeau that
I
like?
I think it was Trudeau.
The first time used they it against him, it was like a battle of wills.
I remember
there was one on TV. Yeah, there was one where I think it was Trudeau does his move to him before he could do it, and you could see it visibly piss him off.
Trudeau always did stuff on purpose to piss him off, and I think it's great. Yep.
Dude, all of those leaders do now. It is hilarious to see him get a rise.
Oh, yeah, because they all know, like, they've all realized finally that he's just an immense...
He's a joke. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, my wife is home, and she brought pizza.
Oh, give me some.
What? I need some.
The rest of the podcast crew would like some pizza, please.
Thanks.
I don't know quite how to deliver it to Samantha.
You guys have to come and get it.
You could FedEx it to her.
If in a couple days a slice of pizza shows up, I will and I will we'll put it on Patreon.
Patreon and she'll eat it. We get enough supporters
to
eat some 3-day old UPS pizza.
There's the title of the episode, Patreon and she'll eat it.
Nice for the win.
Oh, we still
we're
have
back strong
though. That's so gross.
Yeah, it's so gross, but if we get enough Patreon subscribers, you're gonna have to eat it.
I'm gonna, but that means you're gonna have to send it.
Pizza. I'm gonna see if you can ship pizza.
What's what?
I think you can.
I'm looking if you can ship pizza. So if it's frozen, you can just put it with some dry ice.
See, but this is what happens when you make pizza. Jokes, is that it turns into not a joke. You're like, damn it. What have I done?
I think there's a Chicago company or is it a New York company where you can buy a pizza and they'll ship it to you to cook it at home.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they call that Uber Eats.
No, like cross country.
Uber Eats.
Again, you can Uber Eat. Like, I could call in Samantha's town and get a pizza sent to her.
You could. There you go. That would get her a pizza.
Yay.
I was at
Patreon Samantha's Pizza.
I was sitting in Panda the other day, and there was like, but for the time that I was in there, which was like 15 or 20 minutes, there was like a dozen Uber Eats people coming and picking up shit for people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We're such a lazy country.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I mean, it's definitely convenient. I wouldn't say that, but I also find it really weird to have some random person picking up my food.
Well, one of
yeah,
guys,
because from the time they get it till the time it comes to you,
who
you
knows what they do.
What they're doing.
People will pick at your fries.
They're coming in your food.
I had a friend who delivered for Uber Eats, and he would like nom on fries every now and then, and I'm like, that's no. So, and I have another friend, Radio Hour, who told me that the worst decision he made was to get DoorDash and Uber Eats because he has gotten so lazy, and I'm like, okay, so do not use those services. He's like, no, it's great, but it's tough at the same time.
It comes with extra ranch.
Yeah, see, I would always be afraid, like, you get your order, and then Uber Eats shows up, and half your order's gone because they ate it on the way there.
Yeah, that happens.
Sorry, man, I was really hungry, so I'm gonna refund, like, half your...
There's about half left.
And see, that's why, like, I thought about doing Uber Eats as, like, a side hustle.
Yeah.
But I know myself.
That's good.
And I just don't
know your limitations.
Sorry, man. You ordered from Chick-fil-A and I can't resist their waffle fries. So here's your chicken and here's your empty waffle fries container.
That's unfortunate.
Gross.
Well, even besides the eating, though, I mean, it just the horrendous things people. All it takes is like for one person to have a really bad day and take it out on your food.
Yeah, people do that in restaurants all the time. So it would be 10 times worse. I can only imagine how much worse it is.
You get it twice. Yeah, you get it twice now from the restaurant and from the driver.
So like two different types of jizz.
Oh my God, I gotta say
maybe there's a baby. Maybe it'll make a baby.
Okay, I'm sending this video. I don't know where this is, but this is heavy metal right here. Oh, there it is.
Sending a video for an audio. Sending a video.
Here we are sending each other videos.
Again. Is he gonna
this has got to be Mexico, goodness. I think.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's
totally the Trump administration right there.
Yes, thank you for making it.
So, who's gonna describe what's happening in this video?
Trump
on this
train.
Okay, so there's.
That is the Trump
go
train.
Ahead.
So this is
it's
video.
Not actually Trump. It's,
I don't know where this video is, but it's
yeah, it looks like it's in
one-way
Mexico.
Street. And it opens on this guy filming this, and down the street is an oncoming truck. I think it's like a trash truck or something like that. Now it's coming with the music. It's a truck filled
very
with
fitting.
Debris that's on fire. And it's leaving fire in its wake. These stuff going up. Yeah, very that's fitting. Our presidency.
there's a picture of that they used to have at one of the computers at work, and it was a shipping container ship that had capsized at the dock, and there were just shipping containers all fucking over the place.
Oh no!
And it had had somebody's one of the boss's names on it, basically saying that it was their like the way they ran it, or like they had to deal with all that shit. It was fucking hilarious. It's funnier if you know the people.
it's still pretty funny.
So with this virus coming and with areas getting more and more affected, how will it affect you guys for work? I know Samantha said that she can work from home, so that's not really an issue for her.
We actually just did a resiliency test, and where we had, you have half your team work from home, and then you take another team and the other half goes and works from home, just to see how it would work, or and how everyone, mm-hmm. how it would, you would be impacted. I can do everything from work from home.
Remote.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very handy.
James?
With my job, I can actually do a vast majority of it from home.
Nice.
And if they gave me credentials, I could do all of it from home.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it easy. Well, you guys are lucky.
Have you been able to talk to your bosses and be like, hey, in an emergency, these credentials are necessary? I don't know if your company...
No, because if I'm ever down and out, I don't want to work.
Well, no, but for something like this, if like everyone has to be quarantined.
Well, I know some places are taking precautions ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like one of the companies that makes one of the games I play, for the last couple weeks, because they're based up in Seattle, where a huge number of cases are starting, they've actually been working on getting everyone out of the buildings and working remotely, and they currently have everyone working remotely now.
That's awesome. Now, Bryce, you're not able to work from home, are you?
I am not. Not at all.
Well, that's interesting, Bryce, because we're you and Danny work both at the same place.
Yes.
What would they do if there was an outbreak there?
That is the biggest question. We really haven't heard a whole lot about what they would do. I have a feeling that it would probably be like any other type of illness policy. So we'd have to use like our FMLA and all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I would hope that they would consider it as a pandemic, that there isn't really a whole lot you can do with it.
Right.
And they would be more lenient with it. But the problem is they're probably not going to pay you if you're stuck at home.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up burning all your time if you have any. And potentially lose your job.
Yeah. And a lot of places don't have a lot of time. Like some companies are like 2 weeks. And that is a mix of sick days, vacation, and personal days. So
I'm lucky and I've been there long enough that I get a decent amount of time off.
Yeah.
But for all those new people, they don't.
Well, right now, like I work for a very large company. Like very, very large company. So they've been preparing for stuff like this for a long time because they've been around for a very long time. So we have places overseas that has like flood seasons, that has rainy seasons. So people have to be able to work from home. So due to weather issues that the company has seen, we already know we can do some resiliency stuff, but nothing this large has ever been faced before. So they want to make sure as many people in the company can work from home as possible. So we're going through all these resiliency tests to make sure that we can do that. So, I mean, the entire company could all basically, everyone can work from home with the technology today. And the past couple of years, they've upgraded a lot of this because it's banking, you know, there's a lot of sensitive, people have access to a lot of sensitive information. So we have a lot of restrictions, not even restrictions. We have a lot of security that goes into how you can log in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's all been
I think there's a good chunk of industries that are, because of technology nowadays, can work from home.
Yeah.
But
it's the extended period of time that's the issue. Is like, if I'm not feeling well, I'll just log in from home and work that for the day. Not a big deal. I don't have to take a sick day. I don't have to take a personal day. So I'm not burning my days. I can just log in from home. It's the extended period of time working from home is the issue. Can you do your job for an extended period of time?
For days or weeks. Yeah.
See, I know for my industry, all the salespeople can work from home. They were all given laptops so they could do their job from home. The on-air people, the jocks, can actually log in and voice track from home.
Oh, that's cool.
Most of them have that capability. I think the only ones who cannot work from home are traffic reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be there. Obviously receptionist. But yeah, I think a good majority of
just put an iPad on the table. They can greet people.
we just have a screen.
Yeah. Welcome. That's kind of what we did at my work, but we generally don't get a whole lot of visitors.
Yeah.
There's a phone there, and then you can dial extensions and stuff. But yeah, I work in manufacturing place, and there's really not much you can do to work from home. I mean, there's a few people that can,
mm-hmm.
but the people that are actually working the parts and stuff, you can't. You have to be there to physically work it.
So that's interesting. So, like, what industries could work from home? I mean, clearly not doctors.
other than, like, banking type, office yep. jobs, most yeah, office I think a lot of right. office jobs yeah. could, which yeah. is a majority of what a lot of jobs are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think any sort of production or service industry obviously couldn't, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think anything clerical or office work, you're probably good.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it'd be a shorter list what jobs cannot work from home.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like
I actually think it would be a far bigger list on who could not work from home.
I mean, okay, then let me rephrase. I think it's easier to come up with jobs that could not work from home. To think of them off the top of your head.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, do you have at your office or your job, Bryce, a lot of people like super paranoid about it?
In my department, no. We have one guy who kind of obsesses about stuff, and he's been reading a lot of articles and watching a lot of news things on it, and he hasn't gone to like full blown panic, but he talks about it a lot, but for the most part, everyone else is kind of joking about it and just living our day to day lives.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Samantha? Is there one person or a group of people in your work that just like super paranoid about an outbreak?
The opposite, actually. We have one girl that walking around. She's like, guys, it's just the flu. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Okay, Trump.
She's like, guys, it's just the flu. And she's pregnant. And I'm like, you are much more susceptible to it because you're pregnant than the rest of us, unless, you know, someone else is already sick and their immune system's already low. I was like, it's just the flu. So the thing that she's going around saying is, well, you know, the flu has killed more people than this coronavirus thing has this year. And I'm like, okay. But she's one of those people you can't talk to.
Yeah.
You know? but I was like, all right. Yes. The number.
True.
That is technically, it is a true statement.
Yes.
The coronavirus has not killed as many people as the flu has. Okay. But the issue is the flu's death rate is under 1%. The coronavirus's death rate is 3.4 right now, raised from 2% just a couple weeks ago. So the chances of you dying are much higher. So the total number, while yes, the flu has a larger kill count, the virus has a larger chance of death.
So let me ask this, because I've heard things here and there. I have not spent enough time reading articles and stuff because I just don't care. But it is my understanding that the symptoms are very flu-like, and it's also my understanding that if you recognize it and you go to the doctor to get treatment, it's survivable. It's like a very severe flu.
It's so there is no treatment. It's basically waited out like you would with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
If you're generally a healthy adult, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the worst it is like a bad flu or bad cold. It's people that have compromised immune systems or respiratory issues because they'll get pneumonia and they've been dying mostly of the pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. And the elderly.
Yes, and elderly are more susceptible, obviously, because they have more weakened immune systems. And it doesn't seem to be affecting the younger population. So I think the last I heard, it was like 20 and older are the more likely to get it.
Okay, so yeah, that's essentially what I've heard too.
Yeah. So this girl walking around going, "It's just a flu." Cool. You're technically right, but it's the term "just a flu." It's not just the flu. It is something you need to take seriously. Like if you're going to go to the doctor, call your doctor and say, "Hey, I think it's COVID-19. You know, I would like to come in and get tested," because you don't want to spread it to everyone else in the hospital. So you want to give them a chance to prepare for your arrival. So it's just take that one step of extra precaution.
And make sure they have tests, because I read a Twitter thread about a guy who was trying to get tested because he thought he had it. And I think the CDC has a phone line to call. And it took him like over an hour to actually get a hold of anybody. So he finally got a hold of somebody. They sent him, told him to call this person. They told him to call this place. And then someone else told him to call this place. And then the place he was actually going to go to, they didn't have any tests. So it was a nightmare to try and figure out what to do. So there's no cohesive response right now, which is why these governors are calling states of emergencies to be able to get those under control.
And Trump had fired his entire response team at the beginning of his presidency and never replaced them. I mean, here we are. So have you heard about China's drive-through testing?
I think that's South Korea, isn't it?
Is it South Korea? Okay, yeah.
I think it's South Korea.
Okay, that makes sense. As I couldn't remember which one. So in South Korea, they have this drive-through testing where you pull up your car, they give you a sheet to fill out, and then they swab your throat, they swab each nostril, and then you drive away, and then they'll send you your results in a couple days. Like, the level of efficiency is so awesome. Yep. Like, why?
Well, and they had a pretty big outbreak.
They did.
They had kind of an explosion here recently, so I think they're taking some drastic measures, which is a great idea.
Yep. I mean, we're heading towards that level.
What's going on in, I want to say it was China. Like, they're taking this so seriously. Like, so like when you go into like a fast food joint to get food, when you get your food, the server has to fill out paperwork and take their temperature.
Yeah.
And then if you get like pickup, so there's like a neutral meeting place where the person comes and brings your food, sets your food down, and it's like a hostage exchange.
No, it is. Yeah. They put temperatures on the receipts.
And kudos to them for doing this, but it's like, it feels really ridiculous. I mean, I think I understand the reasoning behind it. And again, I applaud them for being, you know, taking the extra precautions. But at the same time, it feels like too much.
Well, I think a part of the reason some of these places are going to the extremes is they're having trouble pinpointing exactly how it's spreading and how long it's surviving on surfaces. Because the incubation period, they're still trying to nail down how long it is. Because I think they've said it could be up to 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yep. So you could be walking around with it for a while and not feel any issues. And again,
and they're finding a lot of carriers too that don't have symptoms.
Right.
So I feel like I need to apologize to the world, because right after I dropped the first episode of Homestead, This started hitting the news. I feel like I may have written this into existence.
What did you do, James? I just sent you guys a meme, by the way.
I saw it.
That's how I kind of felt.
I don't think I sent you guys the one. I got a whole bunch of them. Actually, I've only saved a few.
It's this meme for our listening audience. Hello, computer. Stop making noise at me.
Time to update.
A guy is sitting there in like full battle rattle, all, you know, dejected with his gun in front of him. This is when the coronavirus doesn't create zombies.
But see, that's it. This is what's coincidentally funny to me is that yeah. Homestead is set in a world where a virus just wipes out humanity. And coronavirus is slowly wiping out.
You know, they added a coronavirus. They added a coronavirus option to the pandemic app, the game Pandemic.
Or what? And China pulled it.
Something Inc. Is it Pandemic Inc.? Oh, what is that game called?
Travis plays it. I know the game you're talking about.
I love this game. It is so much fun.
Yeah, you essentially come up with a virus and try and wipe out humanity.
Plague Inc.
Yep. And that's a board game too. We have it. And it was actually really fun. But yeah, so they added a COVID-19 option to that.
So as of March 3rd, the mortality rate was 3.4%.
Yeah.
And that number will obviously change because I think they're. I listened to an interview with someone who studies these. I don't know why I'm spacing on the word that they're called. But
just they, reading the meme Bryce just sent.
That was a funny one. But they were saying basically as they only have data from China, and it's been very disproportionately killing people, but they also have a much higher smokers rate there, which could be causing that mortality rate to be a lot higher than it actually is.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So for this next meme, someone read CDC and I'll read people.
I gotta pull it back up. I had to pull it off of my phone. James, you want to do it or you want me to?
I'm waiting for it to show up. Oh, are you talking about the one that Bryce sent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone read CDC and I'll read people.
I will be CDC. Okay. Prepare for a viral outbreak.
I should stock up.
Not a bad idea. Some extra hand sanitizer and disinfectant would be smart.
I buy toilet paper and water?
What? No, that it's a virus.
Snowstorm?
No, you'll be able to go out. Just you need to be mindful about cleanliness.
I stay home till snow gone.
There's no snow.
I have 300 cases of water. Facepalm.
And it should be about 3,000 rolls of toilet paper should be the other thing. I legitimately needed toilet paper the other day. I went to Costco. There wasn't any fucking paper products in that whole building.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, people.
I don't mean,
you're not going to shit yourselves to death.
I like Ryan and I moved out to the sticks, you know, so we have not had any issues, probably because most of the people around here have been like doomsday prepping for years.
They've been stocked up for years.
So they're like, I don't need to go to no grocery store. It's already there.
Samantha, a little tip. Start hoarding alcohol. So when the apocalypse does hit, you'll have stuff to barter.
That's true.
Did you guys see that liquor company that was telling people not to use their booze to make hand sanitizer or disinfectant?
Yes! It was the tequila company.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, do not drink bleach. We said that last week. Do not drink bleach.
But what if it's a bleach solution?
Do not drink bleach. And do not cover yourself with essential oils. That stuff is not meant for your skin.
Oh, God. Essential oils. Don't get me started on that garbage.
Fucking Karen.
Yeah, fucking Karen.
Damn it, Karen.
It's always Karen.
She's going to ask for your manager next.
My manager.
Don't you do it, Karen.
Punch her right in the
face. That reminds me of a story. When I worked at Best Buy, there was a day that I don't know why, we don't know how, someone decided to shit in the store.
Just in the middle of the store?
In one of the CD aisles. So,
noticed this was going on.
No. And as employees, we were trying to figure out, was it a person? Was it a dog? We weren't sure because it was disgusting. It was like liquidy diarrhea. So we're a bunch of like young adults, like teenagers, like 18, 19. So we're kind of laughing, we're all kind of like nodded on cleaning it up. So a lady comes up and complains to the manager about how everyone's joking about it and how she could get salmonella from it.
Oh, God.
And I just look over at someone and I'm like, is she going to get down there and fucking eat it? Does she not know? Does she obviously doesn't understand how that transfers? I was like, she must be going to lap that fucking chocolate pudding up.
Ma'am, I feel like you don't understand how diseases are transferred.
No, this is an airborne lady.
Did no one go to the security camera to find out what happened?
We did. It was between cameras.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
It was
I was the one that did loss prevention. So I went to the cameras and I looked and it was between where the cameras were set, so we didn't see anything.
Yeah, definitely a person because they went, okay, where's the best place to take a dump?
Yeah. They have a bathroom here. I'm going to go shit in the CD aisle.
They were just telling me how they felt about your selection. They were just letting me know how they felt about your selection.
Well, that was back when they actually had like everything on shelves. So there was
That wasn't
aisles of CDs.
Like, this aisle is particularly bad. Fuck you, Bob.
I know. I wish I would have remembered which aisle it was.
This is for carrying all the insane clown posse.
Fuck you, Coldplay.
My heart will go on up my ass, Celine Dion.
You don't carry Norwegian death metal.
It wasn't me, God.
That's it.
I have an alibi. I was on camera
you have
all day.
The perfect crime. You were loss prevention. You knew where all the cameras were.
Except I had a camera on me all day, so I could prove where I was. Mm-hmm. The time of the crime. So the primaries are going on still.
Yep.
Yeah, Joe Biden came out smelling like roses after Super Tuesday, and a bunch of people dropped out.
Yep.
I'm actually kind of upset at a couple of the dropouts, too.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I know you wanted Bloomberg. It's okay.
I'm mad about
the Republican in sheep's clothing.
No, Bloomberg is just Trump with a smaller mouth.
He's got a filter.
A small one, but it's there.
No, okay. So, So Bloomberg actually did some really smart shit because he had no intention of ever actually running for the presidency. Right now, he looped everything through his website, and right now Bloomberg.com is the number one place people go to for political updates. It has unseated the Drudge Report.
Oh, that's
did you see how many ads he was running?
Oh yeah, no, he the only reason he entered this race was he spent money on information to gain information. Yeah. So he can be and influence. He was never actually going to be the president. He knew it. He didn't want it. And he was just a distraction for Trump, basically. He's like, you know what? I'm going to come up here and I'm going to upset Trump. He's going to focus on me and I'm going to get all this information and become the number one resource for your political information and influence. And rake in money while doing it.
Make even more money while I'm doing it.
Yep.
So before everyone dropped out, who were you guys backing?
I was for Warren.
Yeah.
You know what, I liked Warren, but I was torn between Warren and Buttigieg.
I liked Buttigieg too, but Warren.
I had no problem.
Go ahead.
Warren, 100%.
Yeah. Warren has a succinct plan for everything, and she could explain it.
Yeah. So I liked one thing that I liked about Warren was she was kind of between Biden and Sanders, where she had some of the ideology that Bernie has. But she has the ability to work like Biden might to get stuff done.
Well, and the thing is, the thing I liked about both Buttigieg and Warren is they weren't so extremely to the left so as not to upset voters. And I think that's the problem Bernie is having right now is he's so extremely to the left. He's so extremely, you know, he's off-putting this time where, you know, last time in 2016, he was really rallying people and he's still rallying people, but he was really rallying people. But now it feels like he's doubled down on all the stuff that people liked about him. And now it's off-putting, you know,
this time is different too. I mean, Trump is actually in the White House. He's not going against Trump for the first time. He probably feels that he has to be a lot more aggressive because it's the only way he can get his point across.
Well, I don't mind the aggressiveness. It's the policies.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like it's taking away from all the things that we liked about Bernie initially. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, when Bernie in 2016 and Bernie was running, we all liked him because, you know, all of his policies, they made sense. They were good ideas. But now it feels like he's really double downing on those. And all those good ideas that we liked are suddenly being bastardized by the guy who brought them to us. You know,
do you have one offhand that you can think of?
Off the top of my head? No.
Okay.
But I just feel like, and this is probably my own perception of things right now. I still like Bernie. I don't think he's going to be our guy this time, though.
I think it's going to be really close.
And here's the thing. I don't think he's going to be our guy, and not because of him. I think it's going to be the DNC. They're going to screw him again, just like they did with Hillary. Yeah. I think they're going to go with Biden because they feel Biden has a better chance against Trump.
Pelosi did come out and say that she's comfortable with a Biden presidency, or I'm sorry, she's comfortable with a Sanders presidency.
They better back whoever the fuck people vote for, because they need to rally. And we're having that issue again, like we did in 2016, where everyone's getting on their team and not saying blue, no matter the fuck who, because we need to get this fucking Trump out of the presidency now.
Yep, they just need to make a choice and back it and back 100%, no matter what.
Whoever gets the nomination, everyone needs to be behind.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the problem. One of the problems I foresee, if it is Biden.
Yep, Trump, we're going to end up with those.
We're going to end up with Trump as the president again.
Yep.
Because Trump is going to hammer home all of the allegations about Biden's son and you know, all the shit that he got impeached for. He's just going to hammer on it. And the fact that he was acquitted at the impeachment is another win for him.
Yep.
You know? So I feel like they have a better shot with Bernie
Yeah. Well, the thing that Bernie has above Biden when it comes to dealing with Trump is that Bernie's just not going to hear him. You know, because people will attack Bernie at the debates, and he just keeps going. He's like, whatever, I ain't got time for you. This is what I have to offer, and I really don't care what you have to say. Is Bernie can piss off Trump because Bernie's not going to let Trump under his skin. Trump can get under Biden's skin. Biden can get under Bernie's skin. Or can get under Trump's skin.
Yeah, yeah. So another question too is, do you think Trump's going to do any of the debates?
Oh, for sure.
After the nomination, you think so?
Biden, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think he'll do one or two, but he doesn't need to. The only thing that it would do for him is hurt his numbers, because he's got his base. He's got the Republicans that are going to vote for him. He doesn't need to try and convince anybody to vote for him, mm-hmm. because he already knows who's going to vote for him. If he's up there and he starts talking out his ass like he does, is the only time it'll push people away. So I think he'll do maybe one or two of them, and then I think he's just going to be like, nah, I don't need to. Not going to. I know he's narcissistic and he might, but if there's any strategy, then he would just sit him out. And I think that would be the best decision for him to do, is just sit him out.
But he doesn't.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, he never does a smart thing, but it also depends on who's around him and who's going to say, look, Don, if you want to win, you cannot go in front of the camera. You cannot debate. And if someone does that, it's going to trigger him, and he's going to go, nope, I have to get in front of the camera. I have to tell people how it is.
Well, you know,
really what we need is someone inside working for our side.
But advocate, right? Okay, so because I was thinking the same thing, but then I just thought of he wanted to testify in the Mueller case, and his lawyers told him not to, and he kept saying,
oh, that's such bullshit.
But that was the one smart thing. He actually took advice and was like, and didn't do it, even though he kept saying, of course, well, I want to, but they won't let me, because he wants to look good. Not that he ever does, but
except all the lawyers kept coming out and said, no, if he wants to, you know, they wanted specific questions.
They were telling him not to.
I don't know.
The lawyers told him not to, because he's going to incriminate himself.
Well, the lawyers also told him not to, because they couldn't get the questions they wanted asked.
Right, exactly.
Because the questions they wanted asked had nothing to do with the actual investigation.
I know, but what I'm saying is he took advice there. So if someone if the right person tells him don't do the debates, he won't do them. But if the wrong
person... we need the right person working for us.
But if you get the wrong person telling him don't do this, you're right. It's going to trigger him to do it.
So what we need is a smoking hot, like, 20, early 20-something, like, model to give him advice. Or someone's got to get dirt on Ivanka.
Or just send in Ivanka. We all know he wants to bang his daughter. His daughter, Omar calls her.
Creepy, creepy man.
Yeah, he's just the worst. I honestly hate to say this, but I really feel like we're going to have Trump for at least another 4 years. I know. Either writing on the wall, and I just feel like that's what's going to happen.
We've all known it.
And I think it comes down to the impeachment. Pelosi was right when she said that we shouldn't impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
Because A, it'll cause a bigger divide than we already have. And with the Republicans sitting on the Senate, there's no way anything's going to happen. So
yeah, I thought she was going to sit on it longer than she did.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered, because so long as the Republicans controlled the Senate, no matter how long she sat on it, they never should have started the investigation. The guy committed treason. We can all agree to that. He fucking admitted it, but there was no way the Republicans were going to vote correctly. They weren't going to vote the right way. They're all supporting their party, and that's all they care about right now.
Yep. The country and the people in the country don't matter. Never have. I have not for a very long time for the GOP. Yep.
But here's the thing, though. The pendulum swings, and the pendulum will swing hard the other way.
And
they're really going to be hating life when that happens.
But that could be just as damaging to the people. I mean, this is just going to sow so much more political war among people. And I have a lot of hope for a lot of these young folks that are coming up because they're very, you know, they're not taking PAC money. They're refusing corporate donations. And they're taking these pledges to really work for the people. And they really like have a lot of passion and care. So it's going to take a long time, but I have a lot of hope for this country and for the young people that are coming up into politics, because they're sick of this shit too.
Yeah. And I honestly think in 20 to 30 years, as sad as that is, in 20 or 30 years, a lot of this mess is going to go away. But right now we have to worry about now.
Yeah.
And right now, my hope is that, yeah, if we're stuck with Trump, so be it. But my hope is that Democrats keep the House and take the Senate.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that too.
Yeah, I think that's a tough. I don't know how many Senate seats are up this year.
I think there's some that are retiring, so there's some seats up. But I don't have the numbers on me. But I find it interesting that as much as they're holding party lines, how much Trump is pushing Republicans away from their party. Mm-hmm. A couple Republicans have switched parties.
Or gone independent.
Because of Trump. Yeah.
Ben Sasse went independent.
Yeah.
Who else?
I know there was one, I hate saying this because I...
Amash.
I fucking have the internet. Why can I just check?
Amash.
Okay, so 12 seats held by Democrats and 23 seats held by Republicans are up for election in 2020.
So get out and
so
vote.
This is the time. Yeah. The only problem is I think those Republicans are in very red states, which will be really hard to flip. But if by some miracle we're able to, maybe we can get a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. The House is still sitting on a bunch of investigations into Trump. So our best bet right now is we have to keep the House and we have to take the Senate. If Trump wins, he won't last very long. Because they've got investigations coming up. And they're gonna.
Oh, yeah.
If they win, they're going to throw him out. I mean, that's just.
Well, and here's the thing. Trump is even more. They keep saying he's even more unhinged, but he's even more. It's true. He's even more blatant about his crimes than ever, and he's just going to continue being very cavalier because he believes himself to be untouchable, and it has been proven that he is untouchable right now, unfortunately. So,
well, yeah, the impeachment, like nothing happened with the impeachment. All he's got is a black mark on his record, and everything that they said, like the experts said would happen, is happening.
Yeah.
He now thinks he can do no wrong.
But that just
he
means
got away with it.
His crimes are going to be more blatant and more out there. It's going to make investigations easier and it's going to make it way harder. So say we don't take the Senate, but but blue takes a large amount of ground. So you only need to flip a couple people. And if the crimes are blatant enough and there's enough pressure, they will not vote for him. Maybe they'll follow Romney's example and actually, which I can't believe I cannot believe I'm saying Romney will be a good example, because again, I am not a fan of him.
I wish I had your optimism.
I do too.
I can't.
I
don't care if it's one vote. It's not going to happen. No matter what.
I'm just trying to speak it into existence, because deep down, I'm right with you guys.
No, if we've learned anything, Samantha, you need to write it into existence, because apparently that power exists. You're welcome for coronavirus.
Just, Sound of depression.
I just can't not sigh with this.
I know, it's terrible.
Last 4 years.
No, the last 4 years have been hideous, but here's my problem. I'm more fearful for the next 4 years.
Oh, for sure. Yep. These four wins. Child's play compared to the next four.
Yeah, the His next 4 years, explode. If Trump wins, especially with the fact that he got away with an impeachable, punishable offense and got away with it. So long as he holds the Senate, he can get away with it. He can take children out onto the front lawn of the White House and slaughter them and get away with it.
He just does that in cages now.
Yeah, right now it's in cages behind closed doors.
With children who still have not sickening. Been
it makes me so violently angry. And there's some that they say they can't. There's a lot that they can't because they don't know where the fucking parents are now. They don't know whose kids belong to who now, too.
They created a bigger problem than they had.
And then just left it abandoned because they don't care.
Yeah.
No, they're heartless, horrible monsters.
It's
so much for a funny episode.
Hey, not every episode has to be funny.
Oh. I watched a video a while back after this whole Kids in Cages shit came out. And it was a video of, I think it was actually on John Oliver, of a mom being reunited with her kid and her kid, the heartbreak of this kid basically saying that she betrayed the kid by not protecting him.
Yeah, that
was so upsetting.
I bawled my eyes out watching
it. Oh my God. I was so angry at that point. And the fact that we're not angry about it still makes me even angrier.
Oh yeah, no, move on. We just move on to the next thing. That's why Trump, there's so many scandals. There's so much dumb shit he's doing.
Yeah. There's so much stuff that we forget about.
Yeah, if we sat down, we would need like 4 or 5 episodes to sit down. And actually, you know what? Maybe that's something we should do, especially in this election year. We need to sit down and
remember the scandals.
Yeah, go back through every scandal and you know, by date and go, hey, you know, 4 years is not a lot of time. No. But if we sat down and we put together every single scandal he's had over the 4 years and remind people of what this asshat has done.
And the resolution of it, because most of them had no resolution.
Yeah. I mean,
most of them, because it's just starting gone on.
When he was on the campaign trail, he had how many sexual harassment lawsuits going against him?
19, I think, at that. Or no, I think it was 16 at that time. It's now grown to, what, 22?
Something like that. Not to mention all the other legal matters that he was embroiled in.
But if you're
a good idea to do for a future episode. We should all sit down and try and you know, go through his scandal. We could call it scandal bingo.
Jeez. But I don't understand how if someone like they have allegations against them, how can you even run for the presidency? Because there's some jobs like if you go try to go into the military with some of the shit that's against him. I mean, he's been under investigation for years in the state of New York. You know, you can't even join. So
because the presidency is literally a popularity contest
to do for you.
But that shouldn't matter. Like, oh, just.
No, you're right. It shouldn't matter, but it does.
If you're a felon in almost every state, you can't vote.
Well, he's never been convicted of anything.
Yeah,
so.
but the fact of the matter is, if you have any of the shit that he has, he shouldn't be able to run for the fucking presidency.
No, he shouldn't.
But there's nothing filtering any of that shit out.
And you would think that would
the
be
founders the thought that there would be enough checks and balances, but they fucked that all to hell.
Yeah.
Well, the founders didn't. All these old dinosaurs that have held on to their seats for years because we don't have term limits that we should have been choking the shit out of all of this to make it the way they want.
Yeah, because that's how they make more money. Okay, guys, we are coming up on an hour here.
So much fun.
I think we're depressed enough.
No, I really think that on a future episode, I'm not saying next week, but I think I really think closer to the actual election, we should sit down and kind of do a presidency in review and go through all of his scandals. And like Samantha said, if there was a resolution, talk about the resolution.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be done, and we will probably be one of the few media outlets that does it.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us.
Research.
Really quick, if you haven't already, please visit our Patreon page. It is Not Another Patreon, where you can donate and help us out and help kind of offset the cost of running the site. And there are lovely gift packages for your help. You could get your name shouted out and written down. You could get coloring pages, or you could get a fabulous vlog from one of the members of our on-air staff.
Our studious cast.
Our unpaid interns.
So check out Not Another Patreon at patreon.com. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.